Democrats have lost again in their push to make Texas's elections less secure. This is Wednesday, April 24th, 2024.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Well, we've made it halfway through the week. Thanks for spending part of your Wednesday here with the Texas Minute. A Republican lawmaker says it's time for Texas to stop letting the federal government dictate education policy. We'll have more on that coming up. Leaders of the Houston Police Officers Union are warning the public that the city isn't safe due to police staffing shortages and the local courts allowing suspected criminals to walk free. Ray Hunt serves as the union's executive director. He says he wouldn't let his wife or children be in Houston at night under any circumstances. Houston isn't the only city with an understaffed police department. Dallas and Austin are also facing critical manpower issues due to years of anti-police rhetoric from left-wing politicians. The Texas Supreme Court stepped in yesterday to put on hold Harris County's so-called guaranteed income scheme. The county's Democrat officials want to give $500 per month for 18 months to nearly 1,900 families. If that sounds like socialism to you, then you're hearing the same thing Attorney General Ken Paxton's hearing. He sued the county, noting that the Texas Constitution forbids any county, city, town, or other political subdivision of the state from conducting these kinds of cash giveaway programs. Now, it should be noted that the program was supposed to start today. The Supreme Court stipulated that no payments were to be made under the program pending further communication from the court. The Biden administration has announced plans to radically change the Title IX education program to give protections to biological men in women's spaces. As a result, Republican State Representative Brian Harrison of Midlothian wants House Speaker Dade Phelan to conduct hearings on the possibility of removing federal funds from Texas schools. So far, Speaker Phelan hasn't responded. Now, Title IX refers to federal civil rights guarantees that were originally designed to prohibit sex-based discrimination in education. But in the recent 1,500-page rewrite of the rules by the Biden administration, gender identity has been added as a protected class. Harrison explains that the only reason Texas schools would be subject to the new rewrite of the law is because the state voluntarily participates in the federal education funding scheme. It's pretty simple. If you don't want the strings, stop taking the money. The Texas Minute will be right back.
They've been called the Texas Kingmakers. They're the biggest political force in the Lone Star State. And most Texans have no idea who they are, what they want, or even that they exist. Hubris, the Texas Kingmakers, a documentary by Texas Scorecard, now streaming on all major platforms.
Texas Democrats have lost another attempt in court to overturn the state's election law that mainly limits no-excuse mail-in voting to individuals 65 years and older. The Democrats' intention has been to use the federal courts to force Texas and other states to accept universal voting by mail. Lower courts have rejected the Democrats' claims multiple times, including now this most recent loss handed down by the U.S. Supreme Court. Under Texas law, only voters who are 65 or older, or they're disabled, in jail, or outside their home county during an election are eligible to vote by mail. The Texas Democrat Party filed a lawsuit in early 2020 seeking to make voting by mail universal, using fears about COVID-19 as an excuse to push their preferred policies. After losing that case, the Democrats changed their argument, claiming Texas's mail ballot age restriction is unconstitutional regardless of COVID-19. Democrats nationwide want federal courts to overturn state laws and allow everyone to vote by mail, a process that experts say is more vulnerable to fraud and abuse than in-person voting. You can find the details of all the stories mentioned today and keep up with the latest news at TexasScorecard.com. This edition of the Texas Minute was based on the original reporting of Emily Medeiros, Will Biagini, Brandon Waltons, and Aaron Anderson. Nick Shepard produces the Texas Minute in the 1836 studios. I look forward to seeing you out around the Lone Star State. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.